The south side of the Fayetteville High School campus has been buzzing with the roar of heavy machinery for some time now. Yesterday, members of the Fayetteville School Board walked to the east side of the construction site to begin a tour of two new buildings being added to the campus.
So Native Stone goes below this line.
Yeah, okay.
We have the Native Stone below that, of course, the bronze panel above.
One of the first stops on the tour was a visit to the new Fine Arts building. Inside, board members walked across a new stage and surveyed the tall block walls and concrete floors that formed long hallways and an empty auditorium.
I don't know how many times I said wow.
Susan Heil is the president of the Fayetteville School Board. Having driven past the construction site numerous times, she says she was excited to get the opportunity to walk around the new buildings for the first time.
It's bigger. I mean, the ceiling heights being high, you know, and those things, it just feels so much bigger than it looks on paper. And finally, the kids are going to have the space that they've needed for so long to practice and perform and all of it. So it'll be a great facility, one that they've needed for a long time.
The current high school campus was built in 1952. According to the school district's website, there were a number of factors that contributed to the decision to transform the high school, including inadequate parking, building safety, and a lack of space for students.
Based on capacities, your architects can tell you per student, you know, how much space you're really going to need. And so we worked off of that, but we knew the spaces that were hurting the most, to not be able to get your full band in the room to practice together, and to knowing we're bringing the ninth grade up, not having the gym facilities that we need to support those students. It's pretty clear pretty quick what we needed. And so we worked the sizes in from there, and then what we thought we could grow into as well to fit, to, I think up to 3,500 is kind of what we were looking at. For the extended capacity before we'll have a second high school.
Nabholz Construction began work on the project in the fall of 2010. Phil Jones, project executive for Nabholz Construction, explains that initially 35,000 tons of rock had to be excavated. That was followed by bringing the site down to the proper elevations and then pouring the footings and concrete slabs that have now become the foundation. During this project, Jones explains that it's been necessary to balance both constructing the building and keeping it within budget.
Fortunately, the school district chose to use construction management, which is a method that brings the contractor on board during the design phase. So we had the opportunity to actually go and provide estimates during design to let us kind of track the design and be sure it's staying on target, on budget, and the scope does not creep outside the owner's budget. That way we have confidence once we go to the market for the competitive bids that it will come in on budget.
Phase one of the construction project consists of two buildings that are a total of 180,000 square feet and will cost approximately $36 million.
We're scheduled to be finished with this building, the southeast building, the fine arts building, and the southwest building, which is the basketball arena, in time for the fall of this year, this coming school year, 2012-13 school year. And then we'll start on the north part of the campus in spring break, March of this year, and that will take us through about 2015 to finish that.
Jones estimates the second phase of the project will cost $43 to $44 million to complete, and he notes that the transformation of FHS is the third largest project in terms of value in the state.
That's construction of some new facilities on the northwest part of the campus that will house various programs, the ag program, agri program, and other special programs. And then in the existing northeast building, we're going to kind of fill in the gaps there and do extensive renovation inside the existing building and really change how that building looks and functions on the inside.
While some of the existing high school will be demolished, parts of it will remain, including the building just north of the new Fine Arts facility. The two buildings will remain separate, but they will have a new outdoor feature for the students located between them.
There will be a 100-foot-wide kind of a green belt or green walk that will give students a place to congregate, to hang out between classes, good open-air environment that kind of transitions from the south buildings to the north buildings. And there's going to be a lot of glass in the size of the buildings that face that greenway to let students have kind of a good natural daylighting experience and kind of an open environment.
Jones notes that what's interesting about this project is the way it will transform the feel of the high school.
To me, what will be kind of a campus-type effect is what's very impressive to me. Rather than just one big brick building, the architects have done a great job working with the school district to create what will be kind of a campus, almost like a university-type environment for the students, where they can go between buildings, experience some green spaces, a lot of, as I said earlier, open glass areas, a lot of natural daylighting that make a great learning environment.
More information on the transformation of Fayetteville High School, including construction updates, is available at fayar.net. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
So what you're seeing here is the canopy walkway, which will be the student walkway for car loading and such here. And that canopy will go full length south, both buildings, straight across.